I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, this is not professional music. What is this?
This is actually a wrestling. This is the NWO Wolfpack.
Oh, I'm embarrassed. I'm not a wrestling guy, but
I don't know if there's a theme behind that.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm embarrassed. I should. I am not a wrestling guy, but I kind of want to be. So I kind of ride. Like, I know just enough to not expose myself for not having watched wrestling since The Rock left when I was in college. All right. Reese Waters, 106.7 The Fan. I teased it, and now I'm going to make it a reality. My man Chase Hughes, who was one of the first guys that I initially spoke to about the idea of the Red Wolves. I was not feeling it, but evidently people are really into this name. And Kevin Durant, I'm looking on Twitter. I'm seeing some of the mock-ups that people have posted. This whole thing with the white and the burgundy, a wolf doesn't concern himself with the opinions of sheep. Not bad at all. Chase, how you feeling about this Red Wolves idea?
I like it. I like it a lot. You know, I'm a big Redskins fan, and you know, obviously this has all been a weird time for us, and I've kind of talked myself in and out of a lot of different name choices, and this wasn't my first choice initially, but the more I think about it, the more I hear, you know, Fred Smoot talk about it, the idea that, you know, there'd be this origin story that he came up with it, a former player of the team, I think that's cool. I don't know about some of the jersey mock-ups because like one of the reasons why I like the idea of, you know, a team name that has red in it is that you can keep the curly R and you can keep some of the logos. Obviously not the all of them and not the Native American imagery, but you can keep some of it. So I don't know about the logos, but I'm 100% on board with the name and I'm actually getting kind of excited about it. I just wonder if the team's actually listening to the fans.
Well, see, that was the other question that we asked in the beginning. There's what you think it should be and what you think it will be. And the Wizards have taught us that it probably will be the worst possible choice. So what is it that you feel like it will be?
I feel like it's going to be Warriors, just because we have this connection to Snyder through, you know, I guess there was an Arena Football League team that he wanted to have named the Warriors. And, you know, look, I love this team, but let's be honest, they don't have the most pristine track record of listening to their fans or
None. Making
popular decisions. You know, they sell like expired airplane peanuts and expired beer and all this. I mean, there's been a lot of things like with season ticket holders over the years. You hope that's gotten better. You know, they have made some improvements, I think, in terms of customer service in some ways. But it's not like, you know, this is an organization that you have 100% trust in that they'll do the right thing. But certainly right now, I think if they picked Red Wolves, most fans would be on board with it.
Now, you're a good person to ask this question to because you're not affiliated with the team at all. So you're like a fan, like a real fan. Are you going to still wear your Redskins gear? That is the question. Can you still wear it? Can you still have it up in your house? What's the line there?
You know, man, that's a really tough question because it's different than other team names. And I wonder how it's going to age over time because we're talking about a name that's got some racist connotation that, yeah, you know, you don't interact with Native American people on a regular basis, you know, living around here. But the reason for the name change is I think going to make it probably age a lot differently than like Bullets, for instance. Obviously, Bullets was changed because of some negative connotations, but not in the same way. So I would guess that over time, you know, unfortunately, or however you want to see it, it's probably not going to be very cool to wear certain Redskins gear around. Now, you know, if you've got a shirt with a curly R on it that, you know, like I said, I hope they maintain that logo, then I think that'd be cool because then you can continue wearing a lot of your gear. But over time, I mean, you know, if you're at a game, I'm sure, you know, no one will look at you differently, but I think that's a little bit tough to predict just because of the connotation with it. I wouldn't be surprised that 10, 20 years from now, you know, people look at that even worse than they do now.
Well, as I said last segment, you know you got a rebrand wrong when your team goes all the way back to the jerseys that you used to have and does everything but revert the name back. So, of course, we're talking about the Washington Wizards, which, by the way, was the reason why I brought you in, but I appreciate you being a generalist and being able to switch gears like that, man. So, the Wizards are going into the bubble restart with an AAU team. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, it's actually, to be more accurate, their Las Vegas Summer League team last year. I mean, it's basically the exact same team. Rui Hachimura, Troy Brown Jr., Mo Wagner, Admiral Schofield, all these guys were in Las Vegas last year. It's pretty amazing how close it is. It's basically a summer league roster plus Ish Smith and Jan Mahimi and, Jerome Robinson and Shabazz Napier. So the Wizards are going down there without their best players. I think the reason to keep watching is because some of these guys are going to be really important parts of their team next year. You know, Rui Hachimura is probably going to be in the starting lineup. Troy Brown Jr. might be in the starting lineup, and it's time to see if these guys are ready for a larger role because next year they'll be, you know, they're not going to be babied. They're not going to be handled with kid gloves. They might have to be on a team that expects to make the playoffs and play some meaningful minutes and, you know, maybe take some big shots along the way.
Now, at what point did the franchise know that Bradley Beal wasn't going to be a part of this restart?
Well, according to them, it was the sort of a last-second decision, but I think it was pretty easy to read the tea leaves and the days leading up, you know, especially that day before they announced the shoulder injury, which, by the way, wasn't the reason we were expecting that, you know, he would sit out. But Scott Brooks said that, you know, there was no final decision had been made. And it was 24 hours before they were going to get on a flight as a team and go into the bubble for, you know, 6-7 weeks at a minimum. So that seemed a little bit off. Ultimately, it became a shoulder injury that was the reason. And surely it probably wasn't that simple. There's so many different reasons why these guys could choose to opt out right now. He clarified and said that social justice matters weren't part of the decision, even though he's been very active in that. But I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, the COVID scares factored in and, you know, he decided not to go. And I think if you look at the big picture, it's probably for the best with the Wizards. They're setting everything up for next year. And by holding Bradley Beal out from what is just 8 games, then you can preserve his health for next season and really get a fair look at him and John Wall, see if they can make it work again.
Well, because, Chase, what I'm trying to evaluate here is the team's priorities, right? Where what is their motivation for wanting to be in the bubble when they're not putting out a team that, quite frankly, is capable of cracking the A seed? Are they making a little bit extra money because of, you know, the 8 or so regular season games they're going to play before he gets into the playoffs? Is it just about experience? Like, what exactly are they gaining from being a part of this?
Well, the way they're selling it is experience. You know, they look at this as an opportunity to just get more games under the belt of some young players who, as I said, are going to be important parts of their future. And, you know, it's high-pressure games. It's a sprint to the finish line. You're trying to make the playoffs. Maybe you get into the playoffs, and these guys can get a taste of that. And they see that as valuable. But now that we know the whole situation, you know, when they voted for this return-to-play format, they voted for it. The only team that voted against it that was part of the 22 teams that were brought down were the Portland Trailblazers. But certainly the circumstances have changed. Now the Wizards don't have Davis Bertans. Now they don't have Bradley Beal. And you wonder, you know, do they still feel the same way? Would they have voted for it? Because the reason why the Portland Trailblazers voted against it is they're in a very similar boat to the Wizards where they can make the playoffs, but they also understand that if things go really wrong there, they can't improve their draft lottery stock because the bottom 8 teams in the NBA are locked in. The Wizards are the 9th worst team in the NBA. So if they go 0-8, they can't improve their draft lottery odds. They might have worse odds than a team that has a better record than them. So it could really come back to bite them. So they just want to get these guys experience. But now that, you know, all these things are changing, you're wondering, it's kind of like, at what cost?
Absolutely. I mean, look, it's hard for me as a fan. You know, I want to support the team. I want to see how they're going to look. I want to watch the young guys. But I feel like if they don't have an opportunity, clearly they don't have an opportunity to win the thing. But, I mean, if I don't even feel like they have an opportunity to even crack the A seed, then, you know, there's very little reason for optimism or interest for me as a fan, other than just generally watching it because I like basketball. So shifting gears to that, I've been intrigued by this debate about whether or not there's an asterisk behind the winner of this tournament. And I've generally said that it kind of depends who wins, right? Because if the Clippers, the Lakers, or the Bucks win, then you could easily say that that's the team that would have won anyway. But if one of the other teams wins, then that's where people are going to go with the asterisk. But the more I hear about this bubble situation, like, this has become so weird that I think it might be a scenario where we think of it as an asterisk situation, regardless of how it shakes out.
I agree that the team that wins, I think, will probably help form the public opinion on that. You know, if the Lakers win or the Bucks, then okay, that's probably what a lot of people expected would happen going into this season anyways. And I've argued that as long as the rules are the same for every team, then there is no asterisk. And I think some of that stuff can be overrated in the moment. You know, I think at there were times in the lockout years, like in 1999 when the Spurs won, that people said, oh, this is going to have an asterisk. I don't think anyone really believes that one of Tim Duncan's titles has an asterisk. I don't hear people say that. You know, this is, I think asterisks are generally only applied to teams that cheat. And I think the best example I can point to for people is actually probably the Redskins back in the 80s. I think it was the year they won with Doug Williams. It's before my time. But remember, they started that year with replacement players. They played the Cowboys on Monday Night Football with replacement players. And if anything, I think it added to Joe Gibbs' legacy that he was able to take a team to a Super Bowl under those circumstances. So I think over time, the only titles that have the asterisk are the ones that people cheated for. So I think the Astros in 2017 are out of luck. But whoever wins this NBA title, I don't think people are going to be saying that 20 years from now.
I think the first title in the 80s as well had a strike situation with replacement players. So we've got two of those Super Bowls, but we're not here to talk about the past. We got three trophies. That's all we want to think about. Now, it seems like there was that big movement afoot with Kyrie and all the players potentially sitting out because of wanting to focus on social justice initiatives. That seems to have cooled over time. But the NBA has said that they're going to allow different kinds of demonstrations on the floor as well as on the jersey. So what might we be looking for in terms of how the league is going to handle all of this?
Well, I think the league is going to try to do a lot of things to make sure that they aren't, you know, being viewed as this company that's just trying to make money, that wants to provide a distraction for the American public away from what are obviously very important issues. And there probably aren't any real right answers for them. You know, you even see a controversy right now with putting messages on the back of your jerseys. They can put messages like Black Lives Matter and I Can't Breathe and Justice and Peace and stuff like that. And there's been some criticism of that. You know, LeBron James, for instance, said that he's going to put James on the back of his jersey because, you know, he wanted, I guess, to put some message that he didn't really disclose that they wouldn't let him. He thought he should have been consulted in the process, I think, and he wasn't. But then you see a lot of the Wizards players that we've talked to embracing that initiative. You know, a lot of these guys, everyone we've talked to has chosen a message so far, whether it be vote or Black Lives Matter or Shabazz Napier, who's going to wear equality. So I think with so many voices involved, it's going to be impossible to make everyone happy. But I know there are a lot of young players, I think, especially the guys who haven't established their platform like a Kyrie Irving or a LeBron James has, that they really look at this as an opportunity to use the platform that they have in Orlando to continue to raise awareness for issues. So it almost kind of depends on which player you're looking at. And I thought that was a big part of the equation early on when Kyrie Irving was saying what he said, is that, you know, I think it's probably tough, puts some of these younger guys in a tough position because they don't have the platform, they don't have the money yet, and they probably, you know, believe in what Kyrie Irving says, but they also want to get those things that, so, you know, maybe they can help their own communities more in the future.
All right, Chase, here's the $64,000 question. I am driving out to Hollywood Casino in West Virginia because, God forbid, the Green Turtle and the DC betting app get their act together while we actually have live sports, okay? So I drive out to West Virginia. I send my old lady into the sports book because she takes those kind of chances and not me. I send her into the sports book to get a ticket for one team to win the 2012 NBA title. Who is she betting on?
Well, first of all, I know that drive well, going out there. My dad every year likes to bet on the Redskins over under on the wins, and it doesn't always work out for him. But anyways, I would go with the Lakers. I think this break helps them more than any other team because they've got LeBron James, who is, you know, in his mid-30s. You've got Dwight Howard. And also Anthony Davis, who generally breaks down due to injury later in the year. That team, well-rested, I think is going to be really dangerous. They were already a favorite to win it, and I think the fact that they've had this time to rest and go into the playoffs presumably healthy is going to make them the heavy favorite in my mind.
You know what? You actually got me curious because I'm like, what's the over-under on the Wizards' wins in the bubble for the eight games? I don't have time to do that on live radio, but what would you put the over-under at?
Well, last I heard it was two, was the over-under, was two out of eight. And that was before Beal dropped out. So I might take, even if it's two, I might take the over even without Beal because they actually played pretty well without Beal and Bertans this year. They had some of their best wins of the season. Those young guys, they play as a team, and they can catch some teams by surprise for sure.
And don't they get the Nets once or twice?
They get the Nets once, yeah. But okay. It's a tough schedule, man. You know, you're talking about the top 22 teams. That means all the bad teams aren't there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right. Well, at least they won't be the only Big Three TBT quality franchise in the bubble. Hey, Chase, I appreciate you for weighing in, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Anytime.
All right, that was Chase Hughes. Make sure you check him out on NBC Sports. I see my man Dez in Virginia has been on hold. Player, I am coming to you as soon as I come back from the break. The rest of you guys weigh in. 800-636-1067. What should the name of the Redskins be? What do you think it will be? And will you continue to wear the gear? Reese Waters, 106.7 The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's a lot of very unfair things that we have to accept about being black. A lot of them we're talking about being in the streets right now. Part of the reason why people are protesting around the world right now, some of the inequities about being black. I would like to add the inability to have true wrestler hair. I love Ravishing Rick Rude, and you know what? No matter what I do, I can never have the Ravishing Rick Rude. I won't be able to do that. Mine be all curly. I would have locks. They'd be trying to call me the professor. It's not the same. All right. My man Dez in Virginia has been on hold. I appreciate you for holding me down through the guest Chase Hughes. So naturally, you be the first one that gets an opportunity to weigh in. Dez, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm fantastic, man. You guys have been beautiful all day. We're going to close it out strong.
Oh, I had a opinion about the name change and all. You know, back in the day that we were known as the Hogs, you know, Russ Grimm and all them.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking maybe how about the Washington War Hogs? This way it kind of pays homage to our players back in the 80s who won three Super Bowls.
I like it. Somebody suggested that about an hour ago. So you're not alone in that with the Warhogs. It's kind of close to Warthogs, but I like Warhogs.
Yeah, but I mean, just to take, do the Warhog, a picture of, maybe an angry Warhog or like one of the ones with the teeth coming out of his mouth. Yeah.
Now, Dez, what's the worst suggestion you've heard?
The worst suggestion?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I don't like the Warriors. I mean, that name's already taken. And plus, I've seen it on social media where, apparently that's one of the names that could be offensive, along with a list of other names that I've seen, so they're like the New Orleans Saints, Blackhawks, the other hockey names.
Now, the other question we've been having is, will you continue to wear your Redskins gear? So you sound like you've been a fan for a while. I imagine you got some jerseys in the back of your closet. So how are you handling
that?
Yeah,
I do. The only time I ever wore my jerseys were on game day, and every time I go to a game. I mean, I've been to Redskin games ever since they were in RFK. So, it's kind of, to me, I mean, for 80 years, almost 90 years, they've had that name. And to be honest with you, I mean, if it was offensive from the beginning, they shouldn't even name them the Redskins. So I don't know how that came to play about, where they decided on that name. Mm-hmm. Or if they took a vote back in the day, back in the 1920s, 1930s, on naming the team the Redskins. I mean, I can see where it can be offensive. But, I mean,
sensibilities do change over time, Dez. If you took a vote in the 1920s, I would not be allowed to come into the radio and work with my man Vic this morning.
Exactly. I know. Times are changing. So, I understand where everything's coming from. And, to be honest with you, if this whole thing happened with what's the name that got killed by those cops, if that didn't happen at all, I don't think we even talk about name changes and stuff. So it's kind of a good thing it happened, but it's kind of a bad thing it happened too.
Well,
bad thing for the family, but.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was first of all, thank you for calling in. I appreciate the call, Dez. That was George Floyd's death in Minneapolis he was referring to. And we did get into this a little bit about some of the inertia that sets in about the names of teams, having monuments and memorials, names of schools and things like that. Because a lot of the changes that are happening are things that should have been done a long time ago. Let's be quite frank. A lot of this should have been done. There's no way some of this stuff should have lasted. Confederate generals and stuff should have lasted until 2020. But it's there long enough. Certain amount of inertia sets in, and you go, well, it's lasted this long. There's not an impetus to change. Sometimes you need an impetus to change. So that's true and not true. I actually do agree with him that had circumstances not conspired, we probably wouldn't have a new name of a football team, in 2020. I don't know that was probably on the table. At the same token, sometimes you need a catalyst for change, and that could have happened at any time. So, I want to go to Rob. Rob hit me up on Twitter saying he's been a fan for 53 years. His choice would be the DC Americans, but that wasn't good enough. He wanted to call in and let his actual voice be heard. Rob, I appreciate you for that, man. You going on multiple streams. He's like, I'm gonna get this out.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, that's right, Reese. I mean, what more perfect would it be to go with the Nationals and the Capitals? Then you have the Americans. I mean, it would fit right in. I mean, but you have to change the color scheme, and if you're gonna make it global, red, white, and blue is how in the colors of America. I mean, and DC is the capital of the U.S. So. I just think that it would be perfect. Red, white, and blue, Americans. We would get used to it. It just sounds kind of odd right now, just like the Patriots probably sounded odd when they first came out with their name, and even the Nationals. It took me a while to get kind of used to the Nationals, but Americans, I think, would be great. Like I said,
No, I see where you're going with Americans, Capitals, and Nationals. One thing I do like about it, you allow my four-team sweep of the red, white, and blue, which I've been advocating for. I feel like the Patriots beat us to the idea of what the Americans could ultimately turn into. Because if it's not going to be an old-school Patriot, what's going to be your mascot for the Americans? Like, just a dude eating Cheetos? Like, what's going to be the Americans?
The flag. Red, white, blue flag, you know, that's the flag with the monuments. That's the logo with the flag with the Washington monument. You know,
man,
and
you need something. You need something fearsome that's going to represent Americans. That's going to give us pride when we go to Dallas and when we go to Philly. We're going to be waving flags at people, man.
But no, I'm saying you got DC. You know, it can't be Washington, so it has to be DC. So they know DC is coming to town. So I would think, you know, you could probably scheme up a mascot or, you know, a logo or whatever. I'm quite sure. But I get where you're going with that, too. You know, it'd be kind of odd. But I just thought Americans would be nice, Reese. I just gave it a try.
All right, fair enough. No, you know what? It is creative. It is creative. Vic, yeah. I'm trying to think of.
Hi, buddy.
All right, thanks a lot, Rob. Vic, I'm trying to think of what a mascot for the Americans would be. Maybe like a fist fight. A road rage fist fight in a parking lot in front of a Walmart. Would that be appropriate for the Americans? I don't know.
I guess it fits. It fits, right?
All right.
I mean, I don't know about a flag, though. It seems kind of not original.
A dude selling mixtapes out in front of a 7-Eleven and the cops get called on him. Like, what is it going to be? What's going to represent Americans? All right.
Maybe cheeseburgers and french fries. Apple pie.
An apple pie with a mullet on top.
Okay. Now we're cooking.
Now we're cooking with gas. Bootlegged, of course. All right. I'm coming back. I'm hitting up my man, Stephen Arlington. I got you. The rest of you guys, hit me up. 800-636-1067. Reese Waters on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You guys been hitting me up on Twitter. I appreciate you guys. Robert, who hit me up on Twitter, he suggested DC Americans. He just called in. I want to give a shout-out to Dave Scarnato. One of my partners over at WSA9, he said his pick on what the new name of the Redskins should be, get the right to the Defenders name. Already had some cool game traditions like the Beer Snake, and the city started to get behind them. But he said, I know I'm dreaming, but it's better than Red Wolves. He's feeling Defenders. I will tell you this, man, that Beer Snake was fascinating. I'm curious if we would even do Beer Snake in a society with COVID-19. Now, did COVID-19 kill the Beer Snake?
Yeah, that's pretty much dead. Maybe 5-10 years from now.
So wait, is it possible that we had the last and greatest Beer Snake in the history of America?
Go figure.
Maybe the world.
I think the Beer Snake actually is what caused everything.
I was gonna say maybe that's the greatest legacy from the XFL. Is the Beer Snake, but you went the other way and said the Beer Snake is actually why we're in quarantine right now. All right, I'm going to go to my man Steve in Arlington. Steve, you got a preference on what this name should be?
What's up, Reese? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. Thank you for calling in.
So first off, I want to apologize to the dude that's doing the screening. He told me not to mention it, the last caller, he didn't even know George Floyd's name, okay? That was one thing. I just wanted to mention that. George Floyd, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So I just wanted to, like, he didn't even know the man's name. And he was commenting on things that he didn't know about. So I just wanted to mention that. So we can talk about the football team now. So the Red Tails, that sounds like a kids' football team. That sounds like a Pop Warner team. I thought this was the NFL. You know what I mean?
That's fair. That's true. I like the idea of Red Tails more than the execution of Red Tails.
That sounds like a little big football team, Reese. That doesn't sound like a bomb-ass team. You wouldn't be scared of that team when they came to town. You feel like they would go 0-16. They might not win a game. If they change the name to that, they might not win a game.
Ain't nobody scared of us now.
So it's only going to get worse. It would only get worse, Reese.
So what's your suggestion?
I actually have no suggestion. I really wanted to call about the George Floyd situation. I'm sorry to the screener. I want to tell him I'm sorry again, but I had to mention it. I had to do it. Sorry.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Are you a Redskins fan?
I am not a Redskins fan. I'm a Cowboys fan.
Man, get off. Get off. All right, man. I appreciate you for weighing in on the George Floyd, but we got to let you go, man.
Take care, bro.
All right. You ain't steering us wrong, Cowboys fans calling in here. Have us be named the Skins. All right. Jack in D.C. Haven't gotten a lot of calls from D.C. Jack, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. So where do you weigh in on this?
Well, I like the Americans, but I understand they don't want to keep the logo. But it does undo what Christopher Columbus did when he thought he discovered India and called the American Indians the Indians.
Yeah, well,
so it's like a 180-degree name.
It is. I mean, Vic had a good point at the break about, well, because, you know, what would our mascot be? You know, what would our logo be for the America? Because I feel like the Patriots really beat us to that. And then if you go to the flag, because he recommended the flag, now we kneeling for the flag now. So have we co-opted that? Does that you know, it's a whole thing.
You're exactly right. But I will say this. It is a great pleasure to be on, and listening to you for the last week has been awesome. You guys are now my new number one station whenever I'm driving.
All right. I appreciate you, Jack. Make sure you keep it tuned in to 106.7 The Fan, and I'll be back next Sunday at noon as well. So I'll be looking for you to weigh in there.
Thanks very much.
All right, Jack. You know, since the Patriots kind of got us with the colonial era, maybe is there a different era of American history where we could be the DC Americans? Like, can we be like the DC Americans of like the 1970s, made like disco shirts, like Studio 54? That's kind of New York specific. I don't know.
Something like the Bee Gees, maybe, staying alive.
Is it Bee Gees? Or maybe you go with the 80s, where you go like a members only jacket.
Yeah.
I, like a lady with shoulder pads. I don't know. I'm trying to be creative. Y'all coming in and giving me these American suggestions. I'm trying to work with y'all. That's all. I'm just trying to work.
I still like the apple pie with the mullet.
You like the apple pie with the mullet? Could go 90s with hammer pants. Nice little fanny pack.
There you go.
Although I feel like the tourists have co-opted the fanny pack now. I feel like that's no longer representative of America. I see a fanny pack, I immediately think Sweden. I don't know if I'm the only one. All right. Sam in Rockville. Sam, you want to weigh in on this as well. What do you think the name should be?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I think we should go with Washington Rough Riders. So you keep the R in the Redskins, so you just convert it on over. And I guess you could probably have Teddy Roosevelt on a horse riding up and down the field. That's your mascot.
Okay, then what made you come up with that?
Trying to think something with to retain the R, you know, the Redskin R, so that, you know, be transferred over, and also with HTTR, you also get that complete. So it's kind of a transfer over. You can keep the colors, because what color is a Rough Rider? Who knows? So. But you just do some changes.
All right, fair enough. Now, my other question, will you continue to wear your Redskins gear?
Yeah. It's just been for a long time that I've had it. And yeah, we'll continue. We'll have to, you know, keep up the I mean, what are we going to sing when we score a touchdown? Of course, the question is if we score a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, that all remains to be seen.
We can't do Hail the Redskins anymore. So hail to the Rough Riders, I guess.
I mean, you know, we sang Dixie at one point, so that can change.
Well, we could do that too.
Yeah, things change. All right, I appreciate you, Sam.
All right, have a good one.
All right, thank you guys for weighing in. We got one more segment left. We're gonna finish strong. If you want to have your voice be heard in our final segment, you still can. 800-636-1067. I think we have one or two lines still open. Mark in Fredericksburg, I'm coming right to you when we get back. Reese Waters on the Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
I got Ryan, who says DC 86ers, since DC's the epicenter of the cancel culture and you can still rock the 80s apparel. Okay. Matt Pulley, fired up about the current situation in America and appreciates us taking calls and entertaining the social topics going on. You know what? We're all experiencing this together, so why not share and go through it together? And then, of course, Ryan says, what about the Beltway Road Ragers? Very fitting for D.C. Hey, I did say a fist fight in a parking lot. A fist fight in a road rage fist fight in a strip mall parking lot in front of the Walmart. That was for D.C. Americans. The D.C. Americans, we had that. And then me and Vic worked together on the apple pie with the mullet on top. We worked. Those were the two leaders in the clubhouse. If we go with D.C. Americans, that's what we're thinking as far as mascots. Other suggestions. Mark in Fredericksburg, I said I was coming to you first. I'm a man of my word. What's going on, my friend?
Hey, Reese, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm feeling good. It's been a great 2 hours and 48 minutes.
Awesome. Love the show. Great energy.
Thank you.
You know, I've given this a lot of thought. I'm 62, and I've been a Redskin fan forever. I'm thinking, how about the Washington Regulators?
Okay. Kind of,
I'm thinking like, you know, the Lincoln County Wars, Young Guns. They were fighting the right or wrong kind of thing. And you still get to keep the R, the HTTR, all that good stuff.
Now, what is the worst name you've heard so far? Because that's what we're going to get.
I don't really know. You know, I've probably come up with 100 of them myself.
Yep.
You know, the monuments.
Yeah.
Is kind of,
that's a tough
one. You know, that's a little league name.
Now, are you going to continue to wear your gear?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so you're going to keep wearing your Redskins gear.
I will. And in my house, at least, I will call them the Cotton Picking Redskins or Kicking My Tail Again. But hopefully, you know, things will turn around and they'll start to win. But, yeah, good, bad. I'll still wear it.
All right.
I'm sure, eventually I will fork over money for new gear. But I don't know. Redskins that's the perfect name. I got to admit it, you know, for at least for this, the Washington Redskins. It just works.
All right, I appreciate you, Mark. Hadn't worked very well on the field, but I see where you're going with that. I'm going to go to Alex and Reston. Alex, what's your suggestion?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, man. How you feeling? I got you.
I'm great. Thanks for taking my call. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I think, you know, I've been giving this a lot of thought. I'm 24 years old, you know, so they've sucked my whole life. However, I think it definitely should be an homage to the Hogs. You know, they're before my time. However, that's the only time we were good. And then I hear people like, hey, like the young people 20 to 25, 30 don't like the Hogs. That's just not true. I'm 24. All my friends like the Hogs. I think it should be the War Hogs. Hog is a little too short. War, you know, cool. War Hog. I think it's pretty simple. I don't know. What do you think?
You know what? You are the third person that suggested that since we've been on the air. So you are certainly not the only one. A lot of people share your sentiments. So we got to take it seriously. I'm not mad at it, man.
Yeah, I just think it's so dumb. Like, oh, the young, we need to get the young people. I'm like, I'm 24. I'm not that old. Everyone I know is 20, 25 years old. Everyone likes it. And that's when we were good, you know? Who doesn't like the Hog?
That was when we were good. That'd be one way to erase the last 20 years. I've been trying to figure out a way to do it. The name change might be a way to do it. Alex, I appreciate you weighing in, man. Make sure you listen back in next Sunday at noon. I'm back.
Of course. Of course. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, man. We got Raymond in Hyattsville. Raymond, where you going?
Hello. I'm a Redskins fan. I'm almost 76 years old, so I've been a fan since they were at Griffith Stadium. I think that since the name was demeaning to begin with, I think the perfect name for the Redskins would be the Washington Natives.
Okay, wait, you mean like Native Americans?
Native Americans.
Native Washingtonians.
Yes. I'm Native Americans. But you wouldn't even have to change the logo.
You could have it be Native Washingtonians, and I could have like four or five pairs of socks, man, some foam posits, like a Helly Hansen vest.
I'm a Native Washingtonian.
Yeah, come on, man. All right.
Look,
our mascot could just be a dude beating his feet. Just a dude beating his feet at a go-go, getting kicked out. All right, Washington Natives, that's fair. But you know what? Considering what's happening right now, I think we want to probably, if we can, steer clear of any Native American iconography or ideas. But I feel
you would be honoring them. And since I have a nephew playing for him now, I think that would be the right one to go with.
All right, well, I'm going to call you on the other line to see about getting some tickets whenever there's actual games to be played. I appreciate you weighing in, Raymond. Make sure you call back next Sunday when I'm back.
You got it. Thanks a lot.
Have a good one, man. All right. You guys have been weighing in all day. I appreciate you guys for doing that. As I just mentioned, I am back next Sunday from noon to 3. One thing I did want to say before I left, because when I was here last weekend, we actually had two gentlemen call in who identified as Native American. They wanted to keep the name, and their reasonings for that, A, were because they didn't want to be eliminated from the conversation. That was one of the times in which they actually felt seen. And the second was that when we have these conversations about the name, about the merits of keeping the name or not keeping the name, it never extends to actually addressing issues that are confronting Native Americans right now in society. And I wanted to weigh in on that because I can't imagine how sad that is in our culture, that something that a group of that population sees as offensive is also simultaneously the same time, the only time that people who also identify as Native American feel seen. And that's something that we can all do something about. And absolutely, as we have these conversations about the name and what's offensive and what's not offensive, their actual plight, their current plight, and the issues facing that community should not be ignored. And they shouldn't only come up when we're having this discussion about the name of a team. So I wanted to bring that up because I'm going to try and bring it up as much as I can, because it's something that we need to talk about and we need to think about as we're having these conversations. Now, Vic, I started this trying to figure out what the best and worst names are. People really like Warhogs. People really like Red Wolves. What is the worst name that was suggested over the course of the past 3 hours?
Well, there was one. I have to go to yesterday. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Because I was doing the weekend shows as well. The one of them was Swamp Hogs. that one I just can't get out of my mind how awful that is.
Swamp Hogs it is. I will be back next Sunday from noon to 3, And there's a very good chance we'll have a football team called the Washington Swamp Hogs. Make sure you follow me on social media at Reese Waters, R-E-E-S-E-W-A-T-E-R-S. And I'll see you on Get Ups DC tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on WSA9. Reese Waters on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.